Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dear Casey, it's hard to believe we've been here at Thornton Rust for almost 2 weeks now. This may sound weird, but this crazy mansion is starting to feel like a home, to Birdie and Holiday at least. Mom's teaching us every day to make sure things seem normal. It takes everything for Holiday not to call Brinley homeschool now. Yep, Brinley's still here. And Birdie, well, Birdie is Birdie. Dr. Whittier and Delphine have been showing her how the computerized haunted house tricks work. So she's been scaring the local kids away. And me? I'm trying to enjoy not being on the run. Waking up in the same bed every morning, eating real food, tinkering with some of the gadgets of the house. They've even started letting us go outside a little bit. But honestly, something's still off. Dr. Whittier gave Birdie his daughter Adelaide's old room, which seemed nice at first, but it's kind of creepy. All her stuff was still in there, like from childhood, her clothes, her toys. And all the pictures of her are from when she was around our age. Maybe younger. No photographs of her as an adult, holding Holiday as a baby or anything. Who doesn't keep pictures of their kid growing up or of their grandchildren? And yet, the beds here are so comfortable, part of me just wants to ignore my doubts and enjoy it. But you know me, can't leave things alone. So I'm looking for answers. I think a good start will be the vital records office at City Hall. See what I can learn about Holiday and Adelaide and Dr. Whittier. Don't ask me how I'll get access. I'd ask Holiday to break me in, but she seems so happy here. I really wish you were here, Case. No one knows how to help solve the problem like you do, and... Just a second!
Sinus, you gotta come see the ridiculously extra Christmas tree Delphine brought in. What are you doing in here anyway?
Did I say come in?
Please, I shared the back row of a van with you for weeks. Besides, I know about your pukey love letters to Electro Girl. Kinda tragic, if you ask me. I mean, what are you going to do with them? It's not like you can mail them. Just because we're in a comfortable hiding place for once doesn't change the fact that we're hiding.
Of course, I know we're still in hiding, and you don't know anything I was working on. Like, how could you?
Oh, right. There's no way I can know what you keep in a locked desk drawer. Just because I don't have special powers like Holodork or Zap Girl doesn't mean I can't get through an average lock. I mean, I basically lived alone, with my dad gone all the time and had to get creative when I forgot my key to get back in the house. And who rigged a lock to trap your sister in a music room closet? You're right. How would I possibly know how to pick a lock? Anyway, I'll see myself back downstairs. Fa-la-la-la-la, Sinus.
Wait!
Please tell me you don't want help with your love note.
Brinley.
It's kind of sad that you still don't know how to talk to women's side.
Brinley.
You're surrounded by them.
Brinley! I do need your help. To pick a lock. In a government building.
Dad, I need tinsel.
Tinsel is a blight on Christmas. I heard Popcorn Garland is back in. Let's do that instead.
Does this look like a tree deserving of popcorn garland?
Does this look like a tree deserving of tinsel?
You and Dad. Any ornaments, Mom?
Oh my gosh, I remember these ornaments.
You used to bring them for the office tree. They were my favorite.
I knew you'd appreciate them, Monica.
Look, guys, they're little ceramic Bunsen burners. Isn't that genius?
Really swell, Mom.
They'll go great with the Petri dish wreath over the fireplace.
Well, Cyrus will love them.
Yes, he will.
Shh, let her have this one, Holiday.
Holiday, Delphine's been helping me with my werewolf howl. Listen. Howl!
It's terrifying. Will scare everyone.
The howling should scare people off, but if it doesn't, once they see the real werewolf...
What real werewolf, Birdie?
The robotic one Grandpa Dr. Whittier is going to build me. No one will ever come near this place.
You're building her an animatronic werewolf? Is that the best use of your time?
I like it. Kind of like the hoverboard I built for Holiday when she was a kid.
R.I.P. Hovey.
The coolest board there ever was.
Truth. It's weird. I know it was a machine, but the hoverboard always felt like it had a personality.
Doesn't sound weird at all.
Go, 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 Brinley.
Don't tell me what to do. You go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Cyrus, Brinley, where do you two think you're going?
It's awfully late on Christmas Eve.
I know, but it's an emergency. A Christmas emergency.
That doesn't sound like a real thing.
It is, Birdie.
And Brinley is coming to help you with this emergency?
I'm the only one here with any taste, and he needs presents for all of you.
Brinley?
If you didn't want them to know, you shouldn't have waited until 2 seconds before Christmas to think about it. Men, am I right?
Okay, kids, hurry back. And make sure you're careful. We don't want anyone to notice you.
Always.
Bye, Mom. See you soon.
Be right back. Gonna point them toward my favorite store so I don't end up with another microscope. Sigh, what's really going on?
Shopping.
Exactly what Brinley said, Halls.
I'll be right over here.
Drop the act. I saw my present in your closet last week.
Does anybody in this house understand boundaries?
Fess up. Is this about Dr. Whittier?
Kind of. I might have something.
Something that proves we can't trust him?
Halls, I don't have to go if you don't want me to. I'm just trying to protect you, all of us.
No, I get it. We have to know, right? Good or bad?
Exactly. It could be nothing at all, so might as well check.
If you do find something about my grandfather?
You'll be the first to know. I really hope it's nothing.
Good luck. Can you at least tell me where you're headed?
Headed? No, I shouldn't. I mean, it's definitely not anywhere near the police station, so you don't have to. Boy, I'm still a bad liar, aren't I?
The worst. Here, at least take one of the walkie-talkies. If you get into trouble, I think I can use it to track you down.
Okay, thanks. See ya, Halls. Come on, Brinley.
You're telling me what to do again. You come on.
Bye, guys. Try not to kill each other.
I'll do my level best.
Everything okay, Holiday?
Dr. Whittier. Yeah. Just wanted to steer Cyrus on my gift. He's kind of hopeless.
It's so nice to have a real family here for the holidays. It's been a long time.
Let's go back in and decorate the tree.
I'd love to. James, put me to work. What can I do?
You're going to be sorry you said that, Dr. Grandpa.
I'll go easy on you, Doc. I know we can't stay forever, but because of you, my kids have a Christmas. I can't thank you enough.
Thanks are not necessary. This has been the answer to my prayers. I'm happy to help in any way I can. Which reminds me, there's something I wanted to run by you. I may have a more long-term solution for you and your family. A professional opportunity for you. The opportunity of a lifetime, some would say.
Hurry up, Brinley, before someone sees us.
You breathing on my neck? not helping, Sinus.
Sorry, but you said you pick locks. If you can't pull this off...
Ta-da! New Orleans Department of Vital Records, here we come. I'm sorry. What was that? Wow, Brinley, you're awesome. How did I get so lucky to witness you expertly picking a lock while I was yammering in your ear?
Can we go in already?
You're welcome.
Okay, rows and rows of file cabinets. Let's find the cabinet labeled W.
You know, you're no fun when you're... well, you. But even less so when you're focused.
Brinley!
I'm looking. Shine the flashlight over here. Seriously, there's so much paper. Has Louisiana not gone digital yet? Or is this a cool retro thing? You know, like your handwritten letters to Casey.
I don't want to talk about that.
Fine. I'm just saying, you know you probably won't see her again, right?
You don't know that.
She's being held in a Whittier Court bunker by those... monsters. Who knows what they've done to her? What if they've erased her memory? I mean, the letters are cute and all, but who's to say she even remembers you now?
She called me sci-fi over the phone. She remembers.
Maybe, but it's not like you can mail the letters. So even if you do see her again, and she does still like you, what are you going to do? Dump dozens of love letters on her? That's a little stalkery.
Look, I know you don't like Casey, or me, or my family, but do you have to ruin everything all the time?
What? I was just...
What's your problem? Anytime there's anything semi-good going on, you just have to bring everyone down because you're incapable of being happy.
I am not, and I do
not. Today, for example, you had to embarrass me in front of my family. You could have just said you were going to keep me company, but you had to make everyone believe I'd actually forgotten all their Christmas presents. You get you're the most negative person on the planet, right?
Yes!
You're actually admitting to it?
What? No. Yes, I found the birth certificate. Adelaide Whittier. Okay, born, yada yada yada. Yep, she's definitely J.P. Whittier's daughter. There's another page attached to it. Probably the death certificate. Sad. Whoa!
What? Brinley, what is it? Wait. This says Adelaide died when she was...
12?
About the age she was in the portrait we found.
Unless this is a typo, there's no way she's Holiday's mom.
But then who is? And why does Holiday look like her, and how come...
Freeze! Nolan's PD. Y'all are under arrest for breaking and entering.
Yeah, how do you feel about spending Christmas Eve in jail?
Hey, I'm Ryan Shanahan, and I play Badger in 6 minutes. For more great adventures, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.